So when the savanna began to disappear, they did too. In 1973, there were only about 35 left, all concentrated in one small corner of the state. Through the Endangered Species Act, almost 20,000 acres of wildlife refuge was established for the cranes. Ongoing conservation efforts have seen these majestic birds begin to recover. Today, there are more than 150 Mississippi sandhill cranes, and the sight of them grazing along bayous and fields is no longer a rarity. As wildlife biologist Scott Hereford said, things are definitely looking up. For Bird Note, I'm Georgia Sparling.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours, sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse. This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge that I cremated Sam McGee. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the south to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell, though he'd often say in his homely way, I'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail, and you talk of your cold, well, through the parka's fold it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then the lashes froze, till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me and, Cap, says he, I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request. Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. Then he says with a sort of a moan, it's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chill clean through to the bone. Yet it ain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that, foul or fair, you'll cremate my last remains. Well, a pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the break of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. And he crouched on the sleigh, and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. With a corpse half hid that I couldn't get rid, I hurried horror-driven. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and because of a promise given, it was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, you may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate my last remains. Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were numb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh God, how I loathed that thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow, and on I went though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low, and the trail was bad. And I felt half mad, but I swore I'd not give in. And I'd often sing to that hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a thrice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. Then here, said I with a sudden cry, is my crematorium. Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying round, and I heaped the fuel higher. Well, the flames just soared, and the furnace roared, such a blaze you never did see. And I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why. And the greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out, and they danced about before I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, I'll just take a peek inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked. Then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. And since I left Plum Tree down in Tennessee, this is the first time I've been warm. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LeBarge that I cremated Sam McGee.
From the man in black, Johnny Cash, that is The Cremation of Sam McGee. This is an interesting song because it's a spoken word piece by Johnny, and it's a poem of the same name by Robert W. Service. Originally recorded in 1973, this remained unreleased until it appeared on his personal file album in 2006, which is an album of private recordings made by Cash between 73 and 82. We've got more music coming up on the show. Blue Moon Marquee, the Juno Award-winning blues group from the west coast of Canada, has a song on the show called Hoodoo Lady. We're going to play an artist on the show that we've never actually played before, Cliff Richard, an artist from the UK, and the song Devil Woman, in line with our Halloween vibe. And Cliff Richard is definitely, I always thought he was related to Keith, but it turns out he just wasn't. And the song was written by Terry Britton and Christine Sparkle and was recorded in 1975. Also on deck, the song Bad Luck from Zach Topp in his album Cold Beer and Country Music. Before transitioning into country music, Zach spent years as a bluegrass performer, and guess who's on this track? None other than bluegrass artist Billy Strings. And right now we're going to play a song from Eric Church from the album Chief. This is Creepin'. Saw Eric actually at the Robbie Robertson tribute. We played Robbie earlier on in the show, and he did The Shape I'm In. But here he is with a spooky tune for you right now on the jukebox.
Just a creepin', creepin', just a creepin', creepin'. Head for the future, run from the past, hide from the mirror, live in a glass. What dreams forget, the whiskey remembers, kinda like molasses in late December. Just a creepin', creepin'. Cocaine, kiss, and caffeine love.
died right before my wishing well went dry. Seems every which way I go, there's a black cat crossing the road. Played the lottery with last month's rent. I'm still waiting on my ship to come in. Love me for life. Slipped out one night and never told me goodbye. My second love convinced me love again. Then she left me for my best friend. My third and fourth went crazy as hell. I even bought a rabbit's foot, but that didn't help.
Riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you. To our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm
Oh yeah, one of my favorite voices of all time, Mr. Otis Redding, with Trick or Treat. And I hope that everyone is safe out there. Halloween is a beautiful and scary time of year for parents and children alike, and I just want to make sure that safety comes first. My name's Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That's from the album Remember Me. It's a compilation disc of Otis Redding songs. Now, we've got something from Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, and you know this one well. It was originally recorded in 1962, released and hit the charts like a rocket ship. Here is one of the greatest Halloween songs of all time, The Monster Mash, on the jukebox.
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sounds. He got on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's caught on in a flash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is sent you. Then you can monster mash and do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash. Young boy.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. Way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, "What you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9.